This is the Truth Network.
We doubt your goodness. We doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not enough.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now.
And all the while, you hear its desperate plea. And long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
How did God let this happen? Today on the Christian Car Guy Show, yes, how did God let this happen, asked my wife. As we, last Friday, were driving to Georgia, actually from North Carolina, we were going to the car show that was at Sweetwater Baptist Church, which was absolutely amazing. Saw a man come to Christ at that car show, and so many amazing things. But as we were driving across North Carolina to South Carolina, and oh my goodness, the trees that were down, the power that was, you could see, you know, the devastation was unbelievable just in this little short trip that we were taking to Atlanta. And my wife asked that question, and she was very sincere when she asked it, you know, how does God let all this happen? Of course, by the time we got the reports of all that really had happened in North Carolina, the floods, certainly the people that lost lives, and oh my goodness, all the stuff that went on, the question became more evident that, you know, wow, how did God let this happen? And it was interesting to me that as I was pondering that, you know, and we talked about it, you know, a couple different times, then all of a sudden that song that you just heard came on. I mean, it was like, I'm serious. I was like, that is so perfect, right? As I thought about, you know, what if your blessing does come through raindrops, and what if healing does come through tears? And there's no doubt that this is unbelievably horrible, but there's all sorts of places that God shows up in situations like this that just amaze me. And one of the places that has amazed me is the hundreds of thousands of people that have, you know, obviously donated, sacrificed, made trips. You know, they're all over the place. And the good news is we're going to have several of those folks calling in today to give us an idea of that. But, you know, the idea there is still, you know, how did God let this happen? And if you've got an opinion along those lines, I would love, or you know of something that's going on down there, we would love to hear from you. And the number to call in, it's a live show. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Also, very fun today on today's show, we have our very own Christian insurance guy, Bill Mixon, with us, and he's going to give us a lowdown. Like, my wife asks the same kind of questions, like, what happens to these people that lost these businesses, their cars, their houses, you know, all those kind of things. And so Bill's going to give us some input on that, and we've got our old friend Andy Bowersox. He has been in that area most of the week, and he's going to call and give us a report, as well as Jerry Mathis, our own Christian Body Shop guy, is getting together a whole load, a whole truckload of stuff that's going up into that area. And I do want to make a very special announcement that the Jesus Labor Love, you know, those of you who are Christian Car Guy listeners, long time, we really, really appreciate that. But we have always, you know, actually since, I think, 2011, had the Jesus Labor Love, which is car repair labor for single moms, widows, and families in crisis. And this week, Stu, my boss, Epperson, who was over the Truth Network, asked me if I would, you know, see this vision that he had of enlarging that ministry to try to to offer some help in this situation that maybe wasn't coming other ways. And so it's interesting to me that over the years that we've been doing the Jesus Labor Love, so many times people find themselves between the cracks. In other words, there's other social programs. There's lots of people that give away cars through different ministries. There's lots of all sorts of things that are done. But it was always amazing to us that we would end up with these people and they wouldn't be able to get help from this social program or that, or, you know, and all these different ones, but they came to us, and then we made the need known to our listeners, and you guys donated and have continued to donate, and literally thousands of people have been helped through the Jesus Labor Love at this point in time. And many, many, I can't even, we've given away more cars than we've ever given away this year because of your generous donations, like cars like crazy. And so in this situation, I'm sure you could are aware that some people that up there did not have insurance, but they didn't have comprehensive on their insurance policy, whatever it may be, and they're going to need cars. And so all of a sudden, you know, that's going to become more evident. But also, we're opening it up, saying, okay, the Jesus Labor Love has always been families in crisis. So if there's something up there that's going on and you know of a need, you know, it's always been there at ChristianCarGuy.com. If you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, you'll see apply for assistance. And whatever that may be, I mean, I know there's tons of water, diapers, you know, dog food, cat food, but what is it that they don't have that they really need? I know my wife was just heartbroken the other day because this poor woman came out of the woods with next to no clothes on because everything that she had was washed away and she had no choice but to, you know, get help. But, you know, there was no clothes. And so we don't know the situation and we don't know, you know, what that may be, but we do know that really God has always made us a connector. In other words, we're just blessed to be the middleman. Like Jesus meets the need, but he meets it through the listeners of the Truth Network and other wonderful radio stations that carry the Christian Car Guy show across the country. And as he meets those needs, what we're there to do is, as you, you know, hear of a need, or you're in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Ohio. I talked to Mike this week, and I know they're out of power up there. So you know of a need that was a result of Hurricane Helene that's not being met by somebody else, you know, ask them to fill out the application. I can assure you one thing, it will be prayed for. That will absolutely happen. They will be contacted and prayed with, you know, by our team of volunteers. But also, if there's a way that we can meet the need through the Jesus Labor Love, through our listeners or whatever, we want to do that as well. So I just want to make that announcement again. If you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, I made it pretty front and center that we're offering help between the cracks. You know, where other programs aren't meeting a need and you're hearing about this, you know, we want to step in and see what God might do in those situations. Again, one of the things I've always loved about the Jesus Labor Love, I know you do too as well, Bell, is that whatever gets done in Jesus' name. We put his name front and center of the ministry, right? It's like, I got to say that my heart was a little broken yesterday as I watched on ABC News. His man of ministries got all this help from ABC and all these different things, and they were talking about amazing stuff they do, which is absolutely wonderful. But even though their name was Manna Bill, I never heard her once in the entire thing mention God's name, God's being involved in.
Knowing ABC, they may have cut it out.
Well, that may be possible too, but you know, I just want, it'd be pretty hard to cut the name of Jesus out of the Jesus Labor Love. And so, you know, we've made that name front and center always, and we do know that it's not us that meet this need in any way, shape, or form. It's God that's going to meet it, and we're the middleman of that thing. And I'm honored to just let God use it whatever way he wants to. And so again, that's all at ChristianCarGuy.com. Apply for help, or if you, of course, feel led to donate or want to be on the prayer team or whatever, there's plenty of ways to get up with me at ChristianCarGuy.com. And Bill, I know you've been, from an insurance standpoint, watching this thing closely, right?
Oh, it's bizarre. Yeah, Winston-Salem got hit by a hurricane a long time ago and had tons and tons of damage. And I remember how hard we worked for 3 weeks to stay ahead of the claims and to help people. I just can't imagine what it's like up in the mountains for the insurance agents, especially in a situation where a lot of the homes don't have flood insurance. This water got up above the 1% likelihood of this happening and affected homes that didn't have flood insurance. The ones that had flood insurance, there's a whole lot of work you can do, have to do, because if the damage goes over 50%, you can be in a situation where you can't build it back. So there are thousands of people up there, people from my church, thousands of people up there mucking, going in, taking out sheetrock, taking out the carpet, cleaning the place out. I did that once, and it was one of the worst smells. You just can't imagine how bad after a week all that wet water. Carpet yeah. just sticks in your head.
So we have more insurance information. We definitely have Andy Bowersox calling in as well as Jerry Mathis, you know, coming up. But we would love to know what your thoughts are. How does God let this happen? What, you know, what's, where is he in the midst of it? We'd love for your call, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
How did God let this happen? We're talking about the disasters. North Carolina, South Carolina, certainly Florida, Georgia, all those different places today on the Christian Car Guys show. And, you know, Laura Story's song says so much to me. It just sings to my heart that, you know, how many times did trials in this life, you know, draw me closer to God? In some of them, you know, were the complete loss of property and the complete, you know, loss of life and things that, that have been trials like that for all of us. And it's interesting how, you know, God uses those things, you know, we just don't have an idea. But I would love your thoughts. We would love to know what you're thinking. 866-348-7884. Or maybe you know of some relief area in your area. You want some insight on that. Or maybe you even know of a need, as we're talking about expanding the Jesus Labor of Love to help, you know, hurricane victims that fall between the cracks and certain things. That's all at ChristianCarGuy.com. But right now we have our own Jerry Mathis. He's our Christian Body Shop guy, but he's right now at Pinedale Church here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're getting up a load of stuff right this minute, right, Jerry?
Absolutely, Robbie. I tell you, it's man, the outpouring is just awesome. And I tell you, I mean, I don't know, it's just humbling to me, and we got a ton of volunteers out here. As a matter of fact, today and tomorrow at Pinedale, I encourage people just, you know what, well, I'll kind of go into it more, how you can help and the opportunities and stuff. But this morning when I pulled up the Christian Car Guy and also the Kingdom Pursuit page, and you had that photo of that little girl in a boat or canoe or raft or whatever it is holding that dog, and just look on her face. And if that didn't just, man, that just pierced my heart. I mean, I just couldn't hardly. And it just brings you to tears and a lot of prayers, I tell you.
Yeah, that picture, I had seen it this week, and the reason I used it is it just grabs you that, you know, we hear about the situation, but you really don't put flesh on it until you see something like that or if you know somebody. And I have a dear friend, Ricky Korn, who we still haven't heard from. As one of those people that's, you know, kind of missing from my standpoint. And because there's no power up there still, there's no cell phone coverage. And, you know, the people that I know that know him, they haven't heard from him. You know, everybody's trying to, you know, we have his phone number to his son. Unfortunately, we can't get up with him either. And it's just, it's one of those things. It's hard when you actually see it. So it's nice that we have an outlet like what's going on at Pinedale Church here in Winston-Salem to, you know, to bring stuff out and do what we can for those people that are hurting, right? And so,
yeah, absolutely. And right now, right beside me, while he's got a break in the action of loading the truck, is Caleb Kiger, who's one of our ministers. He's our music minister, and he's been one of them that on the ministry side has kind of head up this project and stuff, and has been out here all morning loading, trucking, and just let him just speak a little bit about what's going on and you know why. I mean, instantly when we saw the need, he was one that raised his hand and said, let me be part of that. Caleb, Robbie Dillmore and Christian Car Guy Radio.
Hello, Caleb.
Hello, how are you?
I am excited to hear what you guys got going on down there, as I know so many people are just wanting some way to show their love, right?
Yes, we have already received such an outpouring of donations from the community, and we appreciate it so far. Like Jerry said, when this first happened and we first started thinking about how can we help, I immediately wanted to just jump in. My wife and I, we met while students at Appalachian State. So
oh,
just
wow.
The high country in general is a place that's near and dear to us. And a place that this church that we're taking our donations to, it's just right up the road from actually a place that I lived one of my years while I was a student at App. So just that community as a whole means a lot to us. I had the opportunity to actually coach a little league team. So I've been keeping a lot of those families in my thoughts and our prayers as, you know, we grew connections to the community, although we were only there for 4 years. It's our home away from home.
Sure.
So we wanted to find a way to connect with them and just love on them and do what we could to help them get back on their feet.
Yeah, and I love that you guys are, it's church to church, right? It's Pinedale given to a church that you've got access to. You're not getting in anybody's way. And that church is going to be the one that's distributing it. And clearly, you know, they're going to be giving it in Jesus' name, right?
Yes. They, you know, it's a church that we've had a long time relationship with. And, you know, they told us exactly what their needs were. So we got in touch with them, and we've been, you know, we're going to take it directly to them and let them get it to their people. They know the exact needs, and we just want to be able to supply them with the proper resources so they can continue getting out into those smaller communities and help people as much as possible.
So, Caleb, specifically for those people that are, I know we got people all over the country listening, but I'm sure they're all interested. What did that church tell you that they need that people can still bring over to Pinedale today, right?
Yeah, so a lot of it is the basics, you know, that a lot of people know, the water, the canned foods, you know, pet food. But it even goes a step further in things like hygiene, just things that can continue helping these folks continue to feel like normal human beings. The ability just to make sure they're staying clean and just as much as their normal routine as possible. So the as much as the everyday little things that we take for granted, we need that. Things like plastic cutlery, stuff like that. I mean, we need to make sure they have a way to eat the food that we're handing out to them. So
right.
Just
a toothbrush, right? I mean, you can imagine how horrible it would be to, you know, be without a toothbrush for 2 days, and you'd be, man. Yeah, that's a great thought.
Diapers. I mean, you know, there's a lot of families who have young children at home, and you know, the need for diapers is great even when a disaster like this hasn't occurred. So diapers, formula for these babies, bottles so they can drink out of.
Well, Caleb, I hate we got to go to a break, but we're so grateful for what you guys are doing there. And we know there's churches all over that are doing the same thing. But God bless you guys. You guys are going up tomorrow, right?
Whenever the truck is full, we're heading up there.
Okay. Keep up the great work, Caleb. God bless. We'll be right back with a whole lot more on how did God let this happen.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
How did God let this happen is a question I think many Christians are going to ask, be asked, right? By non-Christians, you know, they look at you and they have that. And so I think it's really an opportunity for all of us to be prepared for the answer, for the hope that's in us, right? And a great discussion that we can have today on A Christian Car Guy. If you would like to, you call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. During the break, I was talking with Bill, our Christian insurance guy, and I know a lot of you, like me, would have a lot of questions about what's insurance coverages, what are not insurance coverages. And so we talked about, like, what do you do if you did not have flood insurance and the water rose, and if it's above a certain level, what's going on, Bill?
Well, your cars have, if you bought comprehensive coverage on your vehicles, flood's covered. But a homeowner's policy, flood is not covered. And a lot of these areas hit portions where people didn't consider flood being a risk. Rising water is not covered under a homeowner's policy. Landslide, mudslide is not covered under a homeowner's policy. In a lot of cases, the insurance agents depend on the mortgage company saying, we require flood insurance, you're in a flood zone, and then we offer it. But if it isn't brought up, very rarely did I say to a client, you know, have you considered flood insurance? And they bought it. Now, I sold quite a few, but it was normally when the mortgage company was encouraging the purchase. I'm really, really worried about all the people up in the mountains that had damage that isn't going to be covered. I'm also worried about all the banks. There are an awful lot of mortgages that were on houses where the people now no longer have a home. So that's going to come back and get us too. But we were talking about cars.
Well, before we move away from the houses, one of the things that you said I think is really important for people to note is that rain is covered.
Rain is covered.
Wind is covered. Trees are covered. Yep. And despite the fact whether you have flood insurance or not, as long as there wasn't rising water, you need to take pictures. Tell them.
Well, if there's any question, if you've got brown stain 2 feet up your house, but the house fell down and there are three trees on it, then it's a good argument that the trees knocked the house down. So you want to take pictures of the trees that are on your house before you take the trees off your house. In a lot of cases, if you've got a driveway or a sidewalk, if a tree hits covered property, a lot of companies will consider a sidewalk or a driveway covered property. They'll consider a swing set covered property, and they will pay to move the tree off of and onto the ground so that you can repair those things. So if you've got a tree laying on covered property, a fence, snap a couple pictures of it and then move it off. There are an awful lot of people that are stuck in places where the tree fell and all the tree is blocking the way to get out of the road, to get off the house. Those are going to be scary situations for folks. That's not covered. If you've got freezer damage in North Carolina and a lot of areas, you can have up to $500 worth of coverage for your refrigerator not protecting your food. You need to take pictures of the food that came. I'd open the refrigerator, the freezer, and I'd snap a picture, and then I'd pull the stuff out and sort of lay it out so I could catch a couple pictures of what was in there.
Yeah, so anybody that didn't have power, and it doesn't have to be in North Carolina because we've got people in Ohio, you know, Tennessee, wherever.
Well, it depends on the state how much coverage, because the basic homeowner's policy didn't cover freezer damage. And because of a really large hurricane, a lot of states added a special endorsement. So some states, it's not $500. And in some states, there's a question on if you have a $500 deductible and $500 worth of food, do you have any coverage? So it varies by the state. In some cases, varies by the company.
And certainly by your insurance. So we're going to get back to that discussion on cars and all that. But we got... Andy Bowersox, as promised, is calling in. And Andy, you've been up there most of the week dealing with what's going on, and can you give our listeners an idea that of what you kind of experienced up there?
Yeah, so first of all, I feel like it's been forever since I've been on your show here, Robbie, so thanks for having me back on. Not for lack of desire on either of our parts, I'm sure, just the way it's been. But hey, yeah, so I don't know how much you've talked about. I wasn't able to tune in so far, but, you know, our ministry specifically specializes in pastor care, Robbie, and you know, it's not always rarely disaster care, but in this case, it's been such a widespread hit that we went to the Boone area just to serve pastors or you know, to look for specific needs, right? And so in our case, we found a pastor that his home and a little bit of the church were both flooded. He lived in a parsonage beside the church, so we've had teams out there all week. Doing some pretty nasty work, you know, laying under his house, pulling out insulation, you know, doing a typical muck out. But it's that's one need in millions that need attention. So I know you got people that want to help, and I'm sure you've given the links. But you know, and again, I'm sure there's been some other description, but I heard somebody talking about the trees and the roads. I know when we first got there, it was literally like trying to play pinball with getting around the trees and the washouts and the rocks and the power lines. Some we were driving over power lines, some trying to get underneath power lines. I mean, it's of all the disaster things that we've been involved with, this one has had more road and infrastructure damage than any of the ones I've seen. And so all these reports you hear about, you know, needing the helicopters and the aerial lifts, that's why. It's very, very difficult to get around right now.
Wow. And so where was that specifically? Where was that pastor's house that you guys were working at?
So we were at Central Assembly in Boone. And part of that was just it was a quick and easy job for us to get to. And I think, you know, Rob, you can probably remember the reason that we do this is because in these kind of situations, the churches become the distribution points for the relief supplies and the help. And so it fits very well with our ministry to serve pastors. The sooner we can get those churches set up again where they're not 6 inches of mud in their parking lots and you know, ready for disease to set in, we get that all cleaned up, and they can start serving the community faster as well, too.
Right. And for those who are not familiar, Andy is with Energize Ministries, and it's just energizeministries.com. Give us the website, Andy.
Yeah, it's energizeministries.com. There's actually, if you've got people that want to help financially, there's a tab on our giving page that you can support the disaster relief efforts, whether it's us or anybody else. I mean, I've had a lot of people asking, how can we help? And you know, our method is like start by praying, ask the Lord how you can best serve. If you can help physically, great. If you can help financially, I mean, there's way more, as in every circumstance, there's way more needs than there is resources. But we'll take all the help we can get.
Right, and I just have tons of friends actually that have been on these adventures with you, Andy, to different of these, you know, and each time God shows up and so while you were there this week, you know, the whole thing is God's at work in the midst of all this. How did you see God at work this week, Andy?
So, you know, when I went personally right after the storm happened to see, because it's, you know, it can get very easily out of control, and it's hard to manage when you have, you know, a lot of people that want to help, well-intentioned, you have a lot of resources coming in, but it's a process to make the distributions, to get efficient and, you know, feel like you're really being productive. So, you know, I'm the director at Energize, so I feel like it's my responsibility to say, how are we making the best use of the resources we have and the people we have coming? So there's specific things, and I don't look for jobs that are more than we can handle. Or you know, we don't want to be standing around either, right? So my process is we always start with prayer. Say, God, lead us to the right scenario. And honestly, Robbie, I looked at probably 20 different jobs early, you know, Monday morning, and this was one of the last ones. I just sort of stumbled upon it, and it's an older couple. live by themselves. They live in this parsonage. And the woman was literally just overwhelmed, right? I mean, it's heartbreaking to see all your belongings be floating down and stuck in trees and all kinds of stuff. So I think just the fact of us being able to bring some women to encourage her.
Andy, we got to go to a break. Can you hang on with us for just another minute or two?
Sure.
And we got Jerry's got to give you an update on the where to get there and all that. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercy?
How did God let this happen is the question today, following all the events of last weekend in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, you know, Tennessee, even Ohio. There's been a whole lot going on. And a lot of us are going to get asked that question. How did God let this happen? And, not, you know, it's a really opportunity for us to be prepared, right, to give an answer for the hope that's within us. I hope you're working on that. I want to get Jerry back in real quick and then get back to Andy. Jerry, you want to describe the location
real quick? Pinedale Christian Church, 3395 Peters Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem. Taking donations today till 4, then tomorrow from 9 to 4. We don't have just a little trailer. We got, a 60-foot tractor and trailer out here that's planning on loading up. I encourage people, today, your Sunday school class, send them a text, email, or it used to be the phone tree thing, but whatever it is, have your class bring in some stuff, bring it by and drop it off to the trailer. I loved what Andy said. Absolutely, the need is greater than what we think we have the resources to do, but with God, nothing's impossible. And I think also the opportunity, we see where the government, everybody's talking about the government not stepping up. I think it's also an opportunity for the church to step up, because these people are hurting and they're going to need more than just bottled water and cleaning supplies and wipes and all of that. They're going to need somebody to go alongside them, and that's what the church is able to do. Appreciate everything. I appreciate the listeners, and I appreciate the fact that Jesus Labor of Love is taking the next step into that realm also.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. God bless. I appreciate it so much. God bless. Andy, getting back to you and your pastor friend and his wife that was overwhelmed, and you guys were there for you're still there, I guess, working, right?
No, well, actually, we're back right now. We've done all we can do until it dries out. So the process for this, Robbie, and listen, I mean, I feel very fortunate that the pastor of the church that we're helping, it's a minor thing compared to what a lot of people have experienced, right? So we're actually like they're going to be one of the first damaged churches that's been back up and running. But what I was going to say was this muck out process, there's only so much you can do, and then it takes a couple of days to dry out, could even take up to a week to dry out until we can start restoring him. But that's our process, right? We start at the beginning, and we will stick through it until they're back up and running again. And so right now we've got the fans and the dryers in there, and we'll wait, you know, till the moisture content gets down, and then we'll have another team come back up and help get them reset back up again. So the sooner the better. It's crazy, you know, and all this help and all the. I mentioned earlier, it's very difficult to manage because it's new experiences, right? It's chaos. It's people coming, and this, particularly with pastors, they are not familiar or typically have no practice and experience with crisis like this. You know, it just happens, right? And so when you get all this stuff coming in, they are often absolutely overwhelmed, and sometimes to the point of breakdown. Not just because of everything they've been through, but then trying to keep their head above water, so to speak, and actually distribute to all the people that are in need. I mean, it is a lot, right? So where we fight year round for the preventive care and prayer supports, it's ramped up even more. These guys need a supernatural level of tenacity, of grit, and just encouragement, really. So
share, what was the name of the church again that where you guys were working?
So where we were is Assembly, Central Assembly Church in Boone.
Central Assembly Church in Boone. And the pastor and his wife's name?
Pastor Chuck and his wife's name is Linda.
Well, let's pray and pray for all the churches that are facing this. So, Lord, thank you for Andy, and I thank you so much for Energized Ministries. The vision that you gave him many years ago, that you know the story, Lord, it's quite a story. But prayer has always been central to what he does and his whole life. And I thank you for Andy, and we join him in prayer now for Chuck and his wife in the Central Assembly Church. Lord, we pray that you'd give him great wisdom on how to recover. I pray you'd give his wife great hope to see that you're right there with them in this new encounter and this new opportunity to share the hope of Jesus like never before in the midst of such a crisis. And so, Lord, I pray that you would provide the resources for them, that you would provide the wisdom to know how to distribute them and how to find ways, again, to reach these hurting people that don't know how to be reached. And again, for Andy's future here in the next couple of weeks as he faces other churches in much worse situations, Lord, we pray for your resources. We pray for your hope and your help. And again, I thank you so much for my friend and the many volunteers that are with him, and pray that you just continue to give them great insight and great opportunities to share you as they do so well. And I'm just, again, just grateful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Robbie, thanks for having me on. I actually need to jump off here real quick.
I know.
But you keep up the good work spreading the word, and we'll talk again here real soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy. God bless. Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, we are today talking about, if you're just tuning in, you know, the crisis up in the North Carolina mountains. It's in the Georgia mountains. It's certainly, you know, down at in Florida, it's in Ohio, it's in all sorts of places, Tennessee, and you know, to have an answer. But also, we want to make you aware of ways that you can help. We just had Energized Ministry on with us, Pinedale Church, and of course, now the Jesus Labor Love, which we've talked about for years and years on Christian Car Guy. If you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, we want to help with those needs that feel kind of fall between the cracks, right? That so many people, you know, they've got churches to reach out to them, different all sorts of situations, but as they got needs, especially for cars and those kind of things where God provides for us, or if you have a car to donate, there would never be a better time that I could possibly imagine as we have all these needs. And just to talk about, you know, needs that fall between the cracks, you know, last night I got a text from a lady by the name of Shannon Abrams, and I'm just going to read this text, you know, for a minute to give you an idea of the kind of things that just fall between the cracks and we get a chance to help. So it says, "Hey there, Mr. Robbie, my name is Shannon Abrams, and I contacted you a few weeks ago. I was getting evicted from my home, and I was put on the list for a vehicle with Christian Cars. I know at that time there were about 5 to 6 ahead of me. Do you know if there's anything that's changed?" Which the good news is we've given away 2 cars since then, so now there's only 3 ahead of her. "I did end up losing my house, and I was at court trying to file a motion to stay a writ of possession, basically hold off the eviction a little longer until I could get my things together. But the sheriff showed up while I was there, and I'm staying with my babysitter through the week, my 8-year-old daughter, and I scrubbed her house head to," you know, she goes on to describe what's going on with that, and all that devastation that she is personally going through there in Raleigh, and what she's asking for here is, Robbie, do you know anybody with some connection with a housing authority or somebody in the Wake County area of North Carolina?" Again, I don't necessarily have that kind of information, but I'm praying that some listener will. And I wanted to get that out as we're praying for, again, Miss Abrams and so many that reach out to the Jesus Labor Love. And we're hoping that you will make people aware that we can also pray for help hurricane victims where they're not get their needs met by some other church organization or some, you know, Samaritan's Purse or Red Cross or whoever. Again, you can go to ChristianCarGuy.com And I'm going to get, for those who are listening to Kingdom Pursuits right after this, I'm going to get Bill to stay on with me. And Clay wants to talk too, so we'll get Clay to stay on with us. We're going to go into Kingdom Pursuits here in a minute. We'll get more conversation on insurance and those kind of things as we got to sign off for the Christian Car Guy show. But again, remember, ChristianCarGuy.com.
This is the Truth Network.